Hello, hello. Good morning. My name is Daryl. I'm a service leader for today, and it's great to see all of you. Very warm welcome to the Sunday service of Free Community Church. I'd just like to invite all of us as we prepare ourselves for service today to extend a warm greeting to one another on this lovely Sunday morning. Those of you who are joining us online, do say a word of hi as well, and our friendly producers will reach out to you online. Now, as we prepare ourselves for a time of worship, please rise in body and spirit and join me for the call to worship. Come, walk in green pastures.
We follow the shepherd.
Come, lie down in green pastures.
We trust the shepherd.
Come, dine at the table of abundance.
We are fed by the shepherd.
Come, dwell in God's house.
We live in the shepherd's care.
Loving shepherd, you know our names. You care for us. When we face darkness and death, walk beside us. When we hunger for your love, fill us with your presence. When we are fearful, feed us at your table. Together,
may we dwell in the house of goodness and mercy all the days of our lives.
Amen. Please remain standing as we continue our worship with a time of singing.
There is one
who is greater, nothing else compares. He holds all power, you hold it all. In the earth and the heavens, does anyone compare? Our God, you reign, oh, you reign. There is one who is greater, nothing else compares. You hold all power, you hold it all. And the earth and the heavens, does anyone compare? Oh God, you reign, oh you reign. Now to God who is able to do immeasurably more than we could ever through your power at work in our lives, to God be the praise forever. Amen. For my friends and my family, Lord, I will believe, increase your favor upon our lives. For the ones who are searching, Lord, I will believe, reveal your power, Lord, show your grace. Now to God who is able to do immeasurably more than we could ever imagine, through your power at work in our lives, to God be the praise forever. Amen.
Let's sing all the glory.
All the glory in the church, all the glory on the earth belongs to you, belongs to you. All the praises I can find every second of my life belongs to you, belongs to you.
All the glory,
all the glory in the church.
presence,
all the presence
I can find. Every second of my life belongs to you, belongs to
all the glory,
all the glory.
Let's lift our praises to
the church.
Him.
All the glory on the earth belongs to you. We could ever imagine through your power awoken our lives. To God be the praise forever. Amen.
Now to God
who is able to do immeasurably more than we could ever imagine through your
at the table, for everyone born, clean water and bread, a shelter, a space, a safe place for growing, for everyone born, a star overhead. And God will delight when we are creators of justice and joy, compassion and peace. Yes, God will delight when we are creators of justice. Justice and joy.
For those feeling loved, a place at the table, a voice to be heard, a pardon, a song, the hands of a child.
And joy, compassion and peace. Yes, God will delight when we are creators of justice. Justice and joy. For gay or for straight, a place at the table, a covenant share, a welcoming space, a rainbow of race and gender and color. For gay and for straight, the chalice of grace. And God will delight when we are creators of justice and joy, compassion and peace. God will delight when we are creators of justice. Justice and joy.
At the table to live without fear and simply to be, to work, to speak out, to weakness and worship for everyone.
This morning for prayer, I wanted to do something slightly different. I just wanted to read you something, and I just want to invite you to sit with it. Allow it to wash over you, perhaps. Allow it to bring up anything that may come up for you, and then I will wrap up the time in prayer. So this is actually from a portion in a book by Makoto Fujimura. And he wrote this very beautiful piece on art and the theology of making. And so, as we go into this time, I invite you to, if you want, you can close your eyes. If you want, you can just sit with this. Whichever makes you comfortable, whichever makes you feel like you're present, okay? So this is what Makoto Fujimura wrote. He said, "I now consider what I do in the studio to be theological work as much as aesthetic work. I experience God, my maker, in the studio. I'm immersed in the art of creating, and I have come to understand this dimension of life as the most profound way of grasping human experience and the nature of our existence in the world. And I call it the theology of making. Art making to me is a discipline of awareness, prayer, and praise. And through this act, I begin to feel deeply the compassion of God for my own existence and by extension for the existence of others. My works, therefore, have a life of their own, and I'm listening to the voice of the Creator through my creation. I am drawn into prayer as I work. Creator God, the original creative, who imagined the world and gave expression to all that is good and right. Idea giver, who breathe life into humanity and sustains life with your presence. Come fill us with your creativity and breathe new inspiration into our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Help us be like you and reflect your innovation and artistry in the world. Creative God, expand our hearts and our spirits. Grant us new insights into our relationship with you and how to be human is to be creative. We are indeed called to co-create into the creation. And a narrative of our own creation is embedded in creation. Help us trust our intuition in the Holy Spirit's whispers. Remove our masks of self-defense and create into our true identities hidden in Christ beyond the darkness. May our lives be artworks represented back to our Creator, both individually and together. Amen.
Would rocks cry out to worship? Whose roar he taught the stars to shine? Perhaps creation longs to have the words to sing, but this joy is mine. With a thousand hallelujahs, we magnify your name. You alone deserve the glory, the honor and the praise. Lord Jesus, this song is forever yours. A thousand hallelujahs and a thousand who else would die for our redemption? Whose resurrection means our rise? There isn't time enough to sing of all you've done, but I have eternity to try. With a thousand hallelujahs, we magnify your name. You alone deserve the glory, the honor and the praise. Lord Jesus, this song is forever yours. A thousand hallelujahs and a thousand.
We pray. We magnify your name. You alone deserve the glory, the honor and the praise. Lord Jesus, this song is forever yours. A thousand hallelujahs and a thousand more.
Creator God, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing to you. Creative God, help us to embody creativity in finding our true inner selves. Creative God, help us to embody creativity in living out community. Creative God, help us to embody creativity. Help us to connect with God, the Creator, in each of us. Good morning, church. It's so lovely to see all of you here in person. There must be more of us tuning in online. So a big virtual welcome to you all as well. So please connect with us through menti.com to join in from where you are. So you can either scan in from the QR code up there on the screen, or use our short link, fcc.li/menti, and it will take you to the slides for today. So please do this so that we can connect with you, and you can share your insights with everyone here, with me as well, and there will be a short time of sharing where you can participate and chip in your thoughts, especially later on when there will be this component where we'll talk about our dreams for FCC. So it will be definitely a very wonderful time to hear your thoughts. Here and now. Today, I'd like to bring all of you on a journey with me to discover and tend to another side of our inner selves. And this is where we continue forwards with the messages of this season of Lent, tending, loving, and caring. Let me take a moment to introduce myself for those who don't know me. My name is Zihao, and I've been part of the FCC community for 14 years, maybe a little bit longer, since 2010 or earlier. I can't fully remember, but you can literally say that I kind of grew up. How long was it? I don't know. But you could easily say that I grew up with this community. So when I first stepped into here, 20s, right? So now I'm like 14 years later, right? More about myself. So in the day, I work as an architectural designer, researcher, and educator. And I enjoy teaching, especially enjoy teaching others how to discover their creative selves. Since young, I've always had an interest in drawing and making things. And perhaps more than music making, as many of you here at FCC have gotten to know me through music making in the worship ministry. And there's always something that I would be fiddling around the house or in school with, a little pencil sketch inside a notebook, a half-folded origami model being folded and unfolded, a plastic DIY Gundam model. So those were moments of quiet solitude, spent on very small projects like that, tinkering with my fingers in order to think about how things were put together, and in that process, learning how something was put together by taking things apart and then putting things back. So maybe that was like a very inquisitive nature that I sort of grew up with. When I was busy sketching, it was also a way to look at the world closely, following close observations, right? Following the observing eye with the hand, and vision connected with touch, and a pencil soon followed suit, tracing the image onto the paper. Softly holding the pencil, textural traces left their marks on the paper's grain. Pressing harder with the pencil, darker lines appeared. Pressing too hard, and the pencil let bricks. And then there is the smell of graphite, the friction of the pencil lead leaving their marks on the paper. And then there is also the sound of pencil lead grating on the paper's surface. And it actually tells me how much force to use, or whether or not the paper had a rough or smooth surface, and whether a brittle or harder pencil. So that's 2B or HB, right? Brittle or hard, the B and the H in the pencil. Brittle or harder, whether which pencil to use to work better on which paper. So I think the whole process was a rather meditative one, being with the object that I was working with in the drawing. In all of it, time seemed to slow down when I was up and about with my small projects, sometimes much too slow, I would admit. My young and very impatient self, and maybe I'm still very impatient today, I admit, my young and impatient self could not wait for a fresh coat of paint on the Gundam model to fully dry. Is it dried yet? Can I put the model parts together yet? Maybe I will touch it to see just a little bit. And then after you touch it, oh dear, it's not yet dry. And my finger left a mark on the model. And then I have to live with that and be happy with it. So growing up, I come to realize that my small projects were teaching and learning moments too. Perhaps they were small instances of tending to the inner self. In recent years, I began to explore my inner self and particularly how to engage with my creative self to commune deeply with God. So maybe it was also thinking forwards that there is also a spiritual dimension to tending to my creative self. After being a part of FCC's music making ministry for 11 years, I think I started in 2021, more recently, right? I think it was roughly 2021 or 2022. I grew restless being caught up in doing ministry, worship ministry, week in and week out. And so I wondered aloud, how else could a creative spiritual practice look like? I needed a creative practice that could sustain myself other than music making, which was suddenly becoming like a weekend job, right? Week in, week out. And I remember talking to the pastoral leadership to ask if it was okay to take a spiritual journey outside of FCC for a moment, to stop doing what I was familiar with doing, and perhaps to step into unfamiliar terrains, right, to try something new. At that time, I was also amidst a very difficult time, working on a PhD that was so new to my school that they had to open up a new program for me. So it was a new program. It is called a creative PhD, which was actually learning how to look for knowledge in the process of making something. So maybe that's also right up my alley. That's why it sort of resonated with how I felt I wanted to do a kind of further studies in relation, right? So it's a kind of knowing through doing, that knowing comes through doing. And in all of this, I realized God was actually prompting me to put down the guitar for a moment and perhaps pick up the pencil and start to draw. So that I heard, right, the voice saying, draw a landscape that changes with time. Draw to understand what fragility might look like and feel like. Could you draw to care about details that tell us about the broken environment and the planet? Could you draw to find new ways of seeing? And while I was doing all of that, the whole process, I also remembered the song I learned here in FCC, right, nowhere else, Draw the Circle Wide. And for me, so the lyrics are on the screen, for me, drawing is like pulling, right? So the idea of drawing from the well, you pull from the well, you pull the bucket out from the well. The idea of pulling resonates with me that drawing is not just drawing materially with a pencil on a paper, right? But to draw forth an idea, right? And make it real in that sense, making an idea real by drawing it forth from where you are thinking about it. So when we sing the song, Draw the Circle Wide, for me, it is about pulling the circle wider to include more people in it rather than exclude. For me, it is also the idea that when we can draw forth new ideas and when we can work towards making them real, we can create new possibilities. So then the question is, as a spiritual one, is really a spiritual one, how can the world be a different place for all of us? And I think that is a message that resonates very closely with our community in FCC also. Taking some more time to finish my doctoral studies, I got out of school and asked how would these ideas work in our community? So outside of the academic context, it has to enter into the real world in that sense, right? So maybe there will be room for dreaming of new possibilities. Would there be room for that, right? Maybe it sounds naive, but I like to think that creativity is such a vulnerable process because you are making something new that any new thoughts will always have a naive edge to them, right? So maybe it's also grappling with this naivety, but not editing it away, right? But letting it be part of realizing that being creative, you have to also be quite daring to put new things on the table in that sense. So I asked the pastors again, so again, wondering aloud, how can we develop our language of creativity as a spiritual practice, not only for our individual selves, but also for our ministries and our communities? How can a creative practice teach us about ourselves? And so I put this forward, and maybe this is all new to you, but today I'm also feeling very nervous because this is also very new to me. It's the first time I'm standing here and giving a sermon. So very anxious, right? You can probably, if you look very carefully, you see my fingers trembling. But if we can, I like to believe that if we can believe that God is creating new things, this is our invitation, right? That my invitation, that if we can try to remember again the prophet Isaiah's proclamation, right? Speaking to the Israelites at that point, that if we were to think, and if we were to think of this also as a message to us, right? That can relate to us, that God makes all things new, and that we are all in it together, doing and learning something new, then perhaps the thought shifts, because then with doing things new, it is also to learn how to move into uncertainty, right? To move with uncertainty. How to move into the future when all we have to begin with is the here and now. So that brings us back to the message of Lent. And I'm going to give you a little recap, right? Tending, caring, and loving. If you have followed through the series, or if you have not, then this is also a bit of a recap and introduction to it. We have heard the message from the last few weeks, right? Pastor Pauline shared about tending to our inner true selves. Very much earlier, Pastor Miak also talked about solitude as a spiritual discipline, right? Solitude, not isolation, right? To make time and space to be with oneself and with God. So Miak also showed us how tending to our inner worlds are very much also, is also very much related to tending to each other. So we're not just looking inwardly, but part of it spills out when you can do, when you can find that. We are tending to each other and you're being in a community. Last week, Daryl also talked about tending to our discomforts. And you can also think of it as a spiritual practice that teaches us in return, right, how to attune more carefully with God's promptings. And so I would give you a summary that the messages for me, right, give to us an idea of how to tend to our inside selves so that we can better attend outwardly to each other in community. So tending to our inner worlds means that we can love and care better in the moment, but which also enables us at the same time to attune to how God is moving and prompting within ourselves and with each other. And so for today, I wish to add another dimension to these messages of tending, loving, and caring. How to tend to our creative selves in the here and now so that we can attune to how our creative God is moving here with us and into the future. So this is the time where we're going into the mentee moment, right? The question I'm going to ask you to think about is, what are some stories that reveal to us God's creative natures? So we are thinking, when you're thinking of that, you can write your responses. I'm going to just talk a little bit more. Because before we talk about tending, which is a kind of a doing, right, which is something that we've been talking about all these weeks, tending as a form of doing in the here and now and the everyday, in order to sense a bit more carefully for the future, I think one good thing that we can do all today, right, is to step away from the everyday for a little bit. And I'd like all of us to get connected with, reconnect with God, the Creator. So my question to for all of you as you are typing, right, is to also think about, how did we get to know God's creative natures? Are there stories from Scripture that remind us of God's creative, even surprising, immeasurable natures that go beyond and challenge our own imagination? So as you're writing about those stories, I think you can be also very free to share your own like stories, because I think all our stories are part of us witnessing God's creativity. So as the entries are coming in, I can see Genesis, right, the creation story. That's like number one in that sense. Particle physics, that's quite interesting, right? Small, it's like quantum mechanics, small things, big things. Every single atom is the starting of life. So it's quite wonderful to imagine how something so small is also about the universe in that sense. Genesis, creation, the city of God, creation story, right? So many of us are remembering the creation story. Seeing the glorious beauty and diversity of marine life during diving trips, that's really one way to be to connect, right, with the bigger wonders that God is in that sense, right? Miracles from healing, so stories of healing, right? That my life should be lived flexibly, not rigidly, to realize that flexibility is also about finding creative opportunities to rethink and reframe the situations that you are in. Plagues of Egypt, rainbow, born again. Rainbow as a promise, I suppose. Born again, let there be light. And so I think going through, I'll just pick a few more to talk about. When God asks people to do things that they don't understand yet, so that's really stepping into uncertain moments. That also stretches our own imagination of what God has set out for us in that sense, right? Or what we imagine to be what God has set out for us. The human has a soul, the amazing complexity and yet also elegance of the human body and biology. So I think all these are the wonders of God in that sense. In and around us, how we are experiencing each other also in that way, ourselves and each other. So thank you for all your participation in putting the words together to what are the stories that reveal to us God's creative natures. I will go forward now. So I want to also bring us to talk about the creative God. So many of you have brought out the idea of the creation story. So that's exactly where we will start today, the creation story. I would like to revisit one key scriptural narrative that presents to us the idea of a creative God, deep at work. So Genesis recalls for us the origins of the world, and we can call it a metaphorical telling and reading of the way the world became what it is. And perhaps it is. I like to think of it as a form of visual and imaginative storytelling that actually brings us to know a creative God who works in deeply mysterious ways that go beyond what our minds can fathom in the here and now. I just want to just pause a little bit, talk about this word fathom. We always say what our minds can fathom. And this is a very strange word because it's an old word that is used in the past. And instead of saying meters and kilometers, they use the word fathom. And you'll see the word fathom in like maps of the sea. So when they're trying to measure how deep the sea is, they would actually have a rope with knots on it, right? And they would lower the rope down with a weight. And as soon as the weight touches the ground, they will know how deep the sea is. And the division, the SI unit, right? The unit of measurement is the fathom. So literally it means how you are measuring what you cannot see, right? You're measuring the depths of the sea. So what our minds cannot fathom is what our minds cannot measure in that sense, right? And so this is what I want to do with all of us. Shall we go back to the first episode all together? If you would like to, you can close your eyes and imagine that we are all hovering formless in the depths of space and time. Alternatively, you can also let your mind wander with me on the screen. So I have on the screen also images that I will show on the screen, and they are a little bit of my own creative expression about what I do in the studio, but also how I see the world and imagine our creative God. I think for you, it is a little bit of me on a page and an invitation to you to also wonder aloud with my own creative and spiritual practice of art making. I'll be reading from Genesis chapter 1. Perhaps you will find the story of creation familiar, a story you might have remembered from childhood or when you first read the Bible. But I assure you some uncertainty in this creative, and maybe you might think of this as an alternative story, storytelling, retelling of the story. And maybe for you, this is also about co-authorship, putting us in collaborative storytelling when we revisit what the creative God is all about. So when you're ready, Genesis 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw the light, and it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And here I'd like to pause for a while. Just remember that image in your head. And also recall as well that between light and dark, there are also the many variations of things to be seen with the eyes and things that cannot be seen with eyes alone. Things that come into light and things that fade into the dark. Things that shape-shifted between chaos and order and form and formlessness. And all of this reminds us once again of God, the immeasurably more, whom our minds cannot fully fathom. And so God called the light day, and the darkness God called night, and all these happened on the first day. And God said, "Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and God called the firmament heaven. And all of this happened on the second day. And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called the seas. And God saw that it was good. And now let us also recall that between dry land and wet sea, there exist in the margins all kinds of partly grounded, partly watery places, from the intertidal coastlines to riverine mangrove forests, right? Riverine mangroves where sometimes it is the salty sea, sometimes it is the fresh river water that mixes and mingles. There are also the floodplains that floods, although it's land, and there are the mudflats, right? Muddy grounds which are neither very wet nor neither very, very grounded in that sense. There are the mountain lakes and the oceanic volcanoes. These are the landscape margins, some between land and sea, some neither ground nor water, but both at the same time, that throughout history, cartographic map makers have trouble putting into neat categories in maps. They struggle with drawing these types of places, right? All of God's wondrous creation, they struggle with putting down on paper. Either you think of it as problems or problems, right, cannot be drawn or represented, or you might think of them as signs of God's wondrous creativity at play, exceeding our own categories, our human-made categories. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after its kind. And it was so. And all this happened on the third day. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. God made the stars also. And all this happened on the fourth day. And remember that there are longer and shorter days and nights that change with the seasons, and our experiences of each day pass through hours, minutes, seconds, but also heartbeats, pulse rates, the crowing rooster, birds returning to their nests, and the subtle gradients of the sky as day moves into night, the way that the sky changes its color, and continuing onwards as dark breaks into light, much too immeasurable in its variety, that time is still understood today as a conceptual abstraction. And God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that has life, and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. And God created great whales and every living creature that moves, which the waters brought forth abundantly, and every winged fowl, and God saw that it was good. And all these happened on the fifth day. Verse 24, and God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature, cattle and creeping thing and beast of the earth, and so on. And when all these were made, God saw that it was good. And God said, let us make woman and man in our image, after God's likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. But do we also remember the more than human beings that we share this planet with? Not the others that we think of as lowly to humans, but the correlations that we have with plants, animals, and every other being sharing this broken environment with us, each trying to survive into the future. Do we think of the empathetic whale or the dolphin or the human-like fingers of baby corals feeling and touching to know where to call as their home grounds? Can we recall as well that the word dominion traces its origins to the Latin word domus, which means the house? The house. This brings another word into play, right? From domus, we also have the word domestic, which calls us instead not to rule over, but to till and to keep. And these are actually from the words from Genesis 2:15, to till and to keep the earth. And when we think of it as tilling and keeping the earth, perhaps can we think of ourselves better as gardeners and caretakers, tending to God's creative gifts, whether it is the creative gifts in us or the creative gifts that are all around us, Can we also remind ourselves how tending to a garden is not only an act of maintenance and mesh with keeping things in order in the everyday? So when you people who take care of gardens and planting, and I think many of us in our community who do that, you enter a mode of watering, changing the soil, adding nutrients, pruning, weeding, putting the plants in and out of the sun, going back and forth every day. There is also the rather creative act of imagination at play, right? Within all of this maintaining work, it is actually an act of creative imagination at play. It is about dreaming of the future as much as it is about taking care of the here and now in the mundane every day. So have a thought about it. When we put seeds into the earth, we are putting faith into the uncertain future. We imagine the seed taking root, growing shoots, shoots thickening into stems, then becoming trunks and branches, and then small plants growing into fruit trees, each playing out in future time. Time is a creative leap of faith, an imagination of trees and forests playing out. And that is all about tending, because you start from where we are in the here and now, tending to the humble seeds tucked into the soil. And then when we take care of it, we imagine where it is going. Verse 27, so God created man and woman in God's own image. And here again, I'd like to ask to pause and recollect to all the immeasurable wonders of God's creation, that in God's own image there exists all members of this human race, all 8.1 billion people of different races, ethnicities, genders, and all manner of categorization, including those living in the margins of society, whose very being cannot exist sometimes in our human-made systems, like in maps, like in family trees, like in city planning, like in historical archives that try to remove people from ancestral grounds, and that try to put things into neat, ordered categories when they just simply do not fit in. Can we rethink of them no more as accidents, but as creative accidents, or better still, just creativity at play, simply creativity? Can we remember also that God, in making us in God's own image, has also created each of us in the image of creativity? That we are all born as creative persons capable of entering a co-creative and collaborative relationship with God and with each other in making our worlds anew. Even before we learned to see God as love, we first came to know God as creation. Can we see creativity as our very being, our very calling to dream bold visions? And asking ourselves again, what will a better world look like? How can we dream beyond the measurable? How shall we dream into an uncertain future of God's promises to us that are bigger and bolder than what we can imagine in this moment? And so I put it forth to everyone to think about it, right, this weekend and going forwards. Can we allow ourselves to dream bolder, bigger, and transformative visions? Verse 31, and God saw everything that God had made, and behold, it was very good. And all this happened on the sixth day. Tending to our creative selves. We often tend to neglect and forget to tend to, which also means that we forget to nurture and to grow our creative selves, which can be so full of God's liveliness and wonder. Tending to our creative selves can help us attune, attuning, right, which is to sense and to discern more carefully with how God is moving in mysterious ways, going beyond what we currently know, going beyond our present discomforts and accidents not in our control, going beyond the immeasurably more. Attuning to God's creative natures can teach us how to live more joyfully, even amidst anxiety, and find creative surprises in uncertainty. We might catch a glimpse of God moving with what we cannot yet see into the unknown and into the future. After all, God works in mysterious ways in the deep and the wide. And we remind ourselves of a God that is immeasurably more than what our individual selves can fully fathom. In the next slide, I've called it the postscript. So if you think of it as sermon part one over, right, I want to invite all of us now into this second segment, the postscript, an invitation for all of you to action, right? So what are we actioning about? We're actioning to tending to our home now and into the future. So this is something to think about as a community. So here, let's talk a little bit more. I promise just a little bit more, right, if you just give me a bit more of your attention, about how we might put today's conversation into tending our creative selves into some kind of practice. How do we do tending, loving, and caring in the here and now, but also not get caught up in the doing, right? Because we also want to dream out of, about the future of our community. So not so accidentally, I'm also running FCC's renovation project, and you might have heard of the Cloud Project. That is also what we have been calling this renovation project. In a way, a more exciting name than renovation project, right? So some background, I will just give you some background of the project, which I must say, it's also in its very early phases. And so the process will sound to you like it's very workshoppy rather than it all being definitive yet. I'm certainly not going to show you plans of how the thing will look like, right? Because I think this is also a collaborative and a collaborative endeavor that we are doing as a community. So some more stories about it, right? At first, right, sometime in September, maybe September, October last year, initial plans were being made. The church leadership, FCC's leadership, were looking at initial plans being made to look into a kind of renovation that would take the form of repair work. So I think for most of you who have been in and around the physical space, in and around service times or during other times of the week, you might notice things like cabinets' doors going loose from their hinges. Sometimes the wires are short-circuited, right? So I think we witnessed a bit of it in the last few weeks. Lights don't always sometimes turn on. There are power points that don't fully charge, for instance, right? Carpets have stains and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so this is like tending to the daily ins and outs of the church. And so at first it seemed like we were looking at taking stock, right? Taking stock of the state of the place. And probably in good time, because actually it is also a time for us to remember that as a community, we have jumped through many hoops to get us to where FCC is today. It has been a decade since we moved here to One Commonwealth. We moved here in 2014, so 10 years, right, and running. In recent years, there is a lot that we did to take stock of the present, in the here and now, and respond quickly to very uncertain situations. So we did face very uncertain situations, remember the COVID years, right? So we went from solely physical in-person services to having an online presence. And you actually see almost transformations in the church, right, with all the kind of technical setups to get us already geared up for online services to happen. And now, so now being able to minister to an online congregation as well, that means people can join us from across different places, even outside of Singapore. Even more recently, we have finally paid off the mortgage of this place, which we will have this place as our home grounds for the next 14 years, so something like 2038 in that sense. And already taking stock means that we are starting to also realize that we have outgrown some parts of the previous outfitting of this church premises, right? And what the community needs has also evolved. That's also a recognition of things, of people and communities changing over time. That's also part of God's uncertainty, right? God's creative abilities in that sense. So amidst this all, we also remember last year, we made a book about ourselves, telling our stories and reminding ourselves and others what FCC is all about. So when the renovation project came up, I think we also began asking other questions other than taking stock, right? What more do we want to do with it? So there was this conversation, and we asked ourselves if we wish to also take stock of not just what needs to be repaired, but take stock of how to go beyond the everyday bustle of making church happen week after week after week. In that sense, it was a good time to ask ourselves, would this be a golden opportunity, right, to ask ourselves the what if questions. What if, right? What if we could do this? What if we could do that? So these are questions that I think if we are all busy with the daily hustle and bustle, the what if sometimes do not really crop up. We don't have time to dream of the what ifs. Besides tending to the daily and weekly maintenance of keeping FCC going, can we as individuals and as a community, and if this place is also home to you, right? Tend also to the possibilities, the creative potentials, and dream about bigger and bolder visions for who we are as FCC and what we ought to be. if this sounds like we are stepping into the unknown future in collaboration with each other and with God, it probably is. It is nerve-wracking, but also exhilarating. It is journeying once more into the desert, making a map as we find our way, and all the while asking, what will church and home look like? It is about us making a plan again, right? As we ask, what is FCC all about? And we will do this again and again and again. And this is inevitable because we are a living and breathing community, right? Exodus 13, verse 17 to 22, and I'll read it out. The Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead them along the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, that they may travel by day and by night. The pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night did not depart from before the people. And this is not just a story that we read in the Bible. This is a story that we will step into as a community or so. A cloud hangs from the ceiling in this sanctuary, and you will probably see it also online. You'll see it on the top part of the screen of the video. Every week, I notice that it's also on the top part of the it manages to find its way into the top slivers of the screen. A cloud hangs from the ceiling in this sanctuary. Since our anniversary service last October, it floats mid-air above the heads of the congregation, but not quite the heads because our seats are very far away from it, so at the same time. On Sunday morning, the cloud is where we will continue to dream forward about our community. It will grow larger with our prayers, and each prayer a tiny story written onto pieces of paper, each seeding and growing the cloud bit by bit. And some of you have already participated in earlier workshops of the cloud project, so you have all made written your dreams, your prayers for this place, and your visions, right, of how God has spoken to each of us through either scripture or through our own life witnesses, right, our own experiences. And some of you have already contributed to the pages, and the pages we'll find a time to put all the pages up and become a bigger cloud in that sense, right? In Psalms, we sing about our prayers rising like incense, forming into a cloud that covers us in safety. And the lifting of our hands and our handmade works of creative art be like the evening sacrifice. In Hebrews, we are reminded that a great cloud surrounds us, this great cloud of witnesses. Witnesses means it is a cloud made of stories, past and still coming to be. We cast our eyes on the cloud in front of us, but it is a misty and blurry image to see forward still, as all cloudy images are, right? Blurry, blurry. And we lean forwards on God's faithfulness. So the cloud also reminds us that things are not going to be straightforward and clear. Even more so, we have to lean forward on God's faithfulness, on promises that are fulfilled and those that are still unfolding right before our very eyes. In the day, the cloud leads us along as we discern a vision and discern our plans for our church into the future. Growing, the cloud grows as we inch forward step by step. When it gets dark, we are guided by the lantern glow of the cloud. With our prayers, we pray too that we might discern how we can continue to reshape our home in one commonwealth and take our learnings into a future space, even when the time comes to leave this venue. We pray that the cloud project will initiate a process for our community where we will start and sustain the imagination of bolder, bigger visions. And yes, I will unashamedly tell you that I'm trying to sell you some koyok here. So on 31st of March, which is actually Easter Day, so after Easter service, right, from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock p.m., in this premises, we will be bringing the ministry and the community leads, and basically everyone also here, right, or anyone who is listening to this and wants to be a part of it, anyone who is keen to chip in, and I also believe very strongly that all hands on board to make this vision through a guided workshop to envision, collectively envision the future. So come along to reflect with us on what we care for as a church and community. And I would tell you up front that it is a barter trade, because you come and and chip in your ideas, and I will teach you design thinking fundamentals. So don't need to pay SkillsFuture credits. You'll get another version of it, yeah, of what I do in like my professional education life. So so have a think about it. I think that it will be a very fun session immediately after Easter service, right? So also sort of lending the Lenten services in that sense, but then us starting a new thought process going forward into the rest of this year with the cloud project, which is also the renovation project in that sense. Again, we will look at mentees. So I have a question to ask again for everybody. So think about this in the next few weeks, right? This is like homework. So if you come, you have to also start thinking of this, and you can already start thinking of it today, so that by the time you come 2 weeks later, you have some thoughts about it. So we tend to say something is so FCC, you know, like something is just so FCC. What does that mean when we say something feels so FCC-ish, right? FCC-ish. And could this be expressed more intentionally in our worship life, for example, in the Sunday services? Could this be expressed more intentionally in the space, in this space, right? This space of worship or in other aspects of community living? So I'll give you a moment. You don't have to answer all of these questions. Just the starting question, right, which is, what makes FCC so FCC? So you could start thinking about it today, and then you continue thinking about it for the rest of the weeks until 31st of March. So FREE, right? First, realize everyone is equal. So maybe that's something that we want to think about as a community. How does that play out in even more intentionally, right, in our worshiping experience or in the way this space is going to be re-equipped, right, to augment ideas like that. Oh, to be late for most things. This is something that I think the pastors will address. we encourage to be creative and to love. So how to love in creative with creativity in mind, right? Willingness to be different for the sake of becoming more Christ-like in this world. Yeah, how do you almost show a different sight, right, to a world that maybe cannot see beyond what the world is seeing in that sense? How do you bring people into another way of thinking about what church can be like even? Like, do we question how church can be, right, in that sense? Be unique, be real, so much diversity and a commitment to it. So diversity is quite important, right? How do you engender even the diverse stories that make us what we are? How do you be oneself? How do you be non-judgmental in appreciating a diversity of expressions, right, of worship, expressions of creativity, expressions of love? Being unafraid to question, unafraid to be different, unafraid to challenge mainstream religious doctrines and practices which have caused harm. So how do we, don't just say this in words, but how do we almost find a way of expressing it in our own worshipful times or so, like in service or in community life? So I thank you for all your responses, and I think the responses will continue to grow, and we will find a way of also like capturing this, and it becomes part of our thinking process. But I'm also waiting for these are like your 5-minute thoughts about it. So I'm waiting for like the 2 weeks worth of thinking about it, right? And every one of you, you don't have to limit yourself to just one, okay? You can have a few things. So think very deeply and heartily of what makes FCC so FCC. And in other words, what makes us unique as a community and as a church, right? And how can this play out in church, right? In the space of this place or in our community practices that is happening in this place. So thank you. Thank you, thank you. So I think we will see you on 31st of March, but yes. And just for a moment, I would like to close everyone in a time of prayer. So we just go on thinking still about what we've been thinking about, what we started thinking today, in relation to this topic. And I'll just close everyone in a time of prayer. Creative God, help us to embody creativity in finding our inner true selves. Creative God, help us to embody creativity in living out community. Creative God, help us that in our tending to the everyday, in the here and now, we might also keep our hearts attuned to the creative future. Help us to experience the aliveness of dreaming bigger, bolder dreams, of worlds that can be safer, more inclusive, more caring, more loving, superlatively, excessively better worlds. Creative God, help us to embody creativity. Help us to connect with God, the Creator, in each of us. Amen.
Let us prepare ourselves for a time of Holy Communion. We gather each Sunday at this table, and even though at this time some of us are not all physically together, the table of God's feast transcends time and space, because God's love transcends all boundaries. So this table recognizes no boundaries. In FCC, we celebrate an open table. This means you do not have to meet any criteria. You do not have to be a member of FCC. You do not have to be baptized. You only need to recognize that God's grace is sufficient. Good Shepherd, we take your care for granted. In the midst of your many blessings, we complain of not having enough. In the presence of danger, we fail to trust your abiding love. When you set a table before us, we turn aside from you. Call us back into your fold and help us trust your caring presence and provision that our actions may proclaim your truth. All together,
surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. God forgives our failures and calls us back into the flock.
Loving God, our good shepherd, we are the sheep of your pasture. You know us by name. We offer grateful thanks for your loving care. Open our hearts and minds to the guiding of your Spirit in our lives. Lead us in right paths that we may serve you in truth and action. Amen. God prepares the table for us, offering us a feast of abundant love. Our cups overflow with the bounty of grace, for our shepherd knows us as no one else can. Restoring our souls, healing our brokenness, nourishing us with bread and cup for the life of ministry. We remember how Jesus, our shepherd, took bread and after giving thanks, broke it and gave it to the disciples, saying, "This is my body which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." May the stewards come forward to distribute the elements. If you are joining us online, this would be a good time to prepare your elements. If you are new to us, please hold on to the elements. After you have received them, we will all partake together.
Thank you.
Come to the table and feast with the shepherd. Let us partake of these communion elements together with thanksgiving. Please rise in body or in spirit and join me for the prayer of communion. All together, God of love, you abide with us. Your loving presence stills us. You provide us with all that we need in abundance. Help us love one another in truth and action. Help us give of ourselves to those in need. Help us care for others the way our shepherd cares for us. May our lives reflect our wholehearted trust in our shepherd's everlasting love and care. Amen. Please be seated. You may pass the cups to ours for collection by the stewards. Good morning once again to the Sunday service of FCC, where FCC stands for First Realize Everyone is Equal and All Are Welcome regardless of the labels, identities, or the things that you yourselves or other people may feel about us. My name is Daryl. I'm service leader for this morning, and I really appreciate, I think, the message that Zihao has delivered this morning. Creativity has always scared me. I'll admit this to you. I've always been a student of science, right? So everything must be able to understand it, quantify it. It must have rules. It must be predictable. I must, and all that. So if you gave creativity to me to preach about, you get the definition of creativity, the five characteristics of creativity, the three types, the seven ways that you can be creative. Yes. So that's how it is. But I think Zihao's creative process has always fascinated me. To me, it's like unfathomable how he achieves the things that he does. He designed this communion table, largely. There's a painting of his that's hanging in the kitchenette as well. But for me, I think I've really also benefited a lot. I think from the influence over the years. For me, creativity, I really discovered that process when I started doing a bit of pottery. And I remember this story when I first started doing pottery, one of the students asked the teacher, how do we achieve perfect pottery pieces and must be the same every time? Then the teacher said, to achieve perfect and uniform pottery, you go to the store. There got a lot, all the same, and all look perfect. Yeah. So the idea of really, for me, the process really taught me about actually the process of letting go and letting things just take form and speak to you in that process. So a lot of it is also, I really reflect that sometimes the discomfort comes from your own judgments of the things, right? And what struck me from the creation story was God created and God said it is good. It is good. That really has to be, something that we take away from this process of creativity. Not to fear it and not to overly kind of judge the products of it. I think there is beauty when we look for it as well. So, thanks for that. Let's move on with the announcements. especially warm welcome to the newcomers. It's sometimes a bit daunting to get to know us. We are quite a small community, so this is a chance to leave us your details for us to reach out to you. The pastors will reach out to you. Please give us your details and drop a hello note through the QR code there. We also run newcomers meetings usually on the last Sunday of the month, but this month's newcomers meeting will be on the 24th of March. That will be next Sunday, immediately after service. We will be meeting in the rooms behind. You get a chance to meet with the pastors and some of the church leaders who will just give a very brief introduction to what we do and what we believe in FCC. And we move now into a time of giving, where we praise God with our giving. So a chance, just explain our giving a little bit. We have two opportunities for giving. One is to the general fund, which goes to the general upkeep and maintenance of the church, and also to the renovation fund, which is the second QR code you see. So Zihao has talked quite a bit about the renovation project, the cloud project that we will be doing this year. And just to note that the renovation fund, we're aiming for a collection to be completed by June so that we can actually put into effect the ideas that we have around the renovation. Just a note as well, the renovation fund is a different fund from the building fund. We will not be transferring money from the building fund to the renovation fund. So if you have set up a standing instruction to the building fund, please make sure that you do divert your giving for these, at least for these 6 months, the first half of this year, over to the renovation fund. So few avenues of giving. PayNow, you can. We will be taking up the cash offering in a moment. You can also give by credit card at the Give.Asia platform, which takes a very small platform fee off the amount given. So before we take up the offering, please allow me to pray over the offering. Creative God, in deep humility, we lay at your feet on this table the works of our hands and the fruits of our labors. With a heart of thanksgiving, we lift up this offering. May it be pleasing in your sight. May your will be done on this earth as you will it. All this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. May the stewards come forward and take up the offering. If you would like to put in a cash offering, please indicate, just raise your hands and the stewards come round to you. All right, and we'll move on with just a few announcements. Yet another opportunity, if you are new to the FCC community, another chance for you to get to know us more deeply. So Seed, Settle Easily and Deeply is a kind of a short, time-limited program that we run for newcomers. Happens over 4 weeks, and the next season of Seed will be starting on 7th of April, so we'll spend the 4 weeks over the month of April. It will take us through a little bit of history as well as the people involved in FCC over the years. Happening right after service at 12 o'clock, please indicate your interest at at our church email info@freecomchurch.org. Okay, so that's happening on the 7th, starting on the 7th. Next, we have Lunch Khakis. So again, if you are new and unfamiliar with people in church, we do have people on hand to welcome you, continue welcoming you, and over a time of fellowship at lunch as well. So look out for Chua. Chua will be our lunch khaki. She's in the kitchenette waving over there. So if you do stay with us and fellowship over lunch, and saying hi to her after service. And we have one more. So this is a care ministry. It's a prayer ministry. If any of you are in need of a prayer as well as some support, we will have volunteers in the front of the sanctuary after service who will take prayer requests and pray over you. So do come forward and receive the support that you need. And this month is birthday month as well. So before we close service, we will be celebrating our March birthday babies, and I will invite Pauline to...
Okay, so we have March babies today, and we just want to kind of, you know, celebrate together with them. So I'm going to invite, okay, if those of you who are here happen to be March babies, all right, and you would like to come up, okay, free and easy, yeah, I know we won't force you, but, you know, if you feel comfortable, come up. We want to pray for you. And also sing lah for you, a bit out of tune, but never mind. We will try our best, you know, and really actually to celebrate you lah. So if any of you are March babies, please do come up. If your friends are March babies, you can also invite them to come up lah. Okay, and we have some, like Hui Yun. Ah, come, come, Hui Yun, lai. Come. Alvin, come. All right, anyone else? Come, just come, okay? So if you think that, hey, how come my name is not there? This is actually people on our membership roll. That's why we actually have the record, right? So if your name is not up there, you're not a member, it's okay. We want to celebrate with you as well, okay? So you're welcome to come up if you want. If not, whether you're online or on-site, we want to pray for you, and then we'll sing together. Shall we do that? Come, let's pray for all of our siblings who are much babies, okay? So God, I just want to thank you so much for all of our siblings who were born in the month of March, for their lives, for how you have been working in and through them, for how you drew them close to you in your love, and how you're continuing to nurture them, to help them to be all that you have created them to be. God, we know that we are creative because you have made us in your image. And you are our creator, God. And I pray for all of our March siblings especially, that God, you will continually create with them into their lives and through their lives into the world. And so I just want to ask that even as they have been a blessing to us as a community, help us as a community to be a blessing to them. May your wisdom, your joy, your love, your grace be so abundant in each of their lives as they commit this year, this new year into your hands, thanking you for each day that we are alive. And so God, I just want to commit each one of them to you, thanking you for them and for your care in their lives as we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, shall we sing together? It's a little bit. Thank you. Thanks, Miak. All right, let's sing together, okay? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Like, yay, you can clap that. Oh, okay, thank you. Please have some cake later, okay, after we are done with this, all right? But before we have cake, will you rise in body and spirit for the benediction? Thank you. Creative Creator God, expand our hearts and our spirits. Grant us new insights into our relationship with you and how to be human is to be creative, just like you. Help us co-create with you, and may our lives be artworks represented back to our Creator, both individually and together. And now may our Creator and our loving God go with you, both now and always. Amen. Thank you so much for joining us for service today. I pray that God's presence and Spirit goes with you into the week. And come join us again, okay? Have a blessed week ahead.